everybody, and welcome to a very special April Fool's episode of Japan Top 10. Now, full disclosure, this will be having some mature content, both in the host's dialogue and in the videos we are going to be watching. So, viewer's discretion is advised. Japan Top 10! All right, so... as I said, this is going to be a bit more of a mature episode, and this actually isn't going to be an episode that you can find on Spotify. So if you're listening to this, you are on our website, and thank you very much for visiting. What do Yay. I want to say? Yay! So, as I said, this is a Japan Top 10 April Fool's episode, and our boss man, Jack, who is actually here with us right now, say Hello. Hi, Jack. Yeah. Gave us a couple of links, and I did say us because it's not just me today. I'm being joined by our audio editor, Tommy, as a guest host. Say hi. Oh, hello, Tommy.
How you doing, guys?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm the editor. I edit audio.
Yeah, he makes us sound good and not dumb. So
I try.
You try. It's hard work.
Yeah.
So Jack has given us a couple of links to go through, and we haven't looked at them yet, so we're going in blind, and we're going to watch them and react live to you. So I'm a little bit nervous about what he's going to show us. How
yeah,
are you
I
feeling?
Think, I hope it's not porn or something.
Well, you never know. Maybe.
Jack, is it porn?
I can't say.
Oh,
oh
shoot.
Oh, no.
Okay. All right. Open up that. We're going to go to our Google Doc of links right now.
We're going to go to our list
yep.
of links.
List of links.
That Jack has provided us.
Yep.
I swear it better not be any inappropriate material, Jack.
I did give a viewer's discretion, so it's okay.
Let's go to our first video. How to click.
How to highlight 101. Wow. Wow. So this is our first video. Clicking the link and the video starting. Of course it is. Classic. I don't think we need to watch any more of this. I just got rickrolled by my boss.
I love this song, though.
Wait, I want to do a bit. Hang on, before we end it. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules. And so do I. Okay, we can stop it.
So this video that he showed us is...
What is it?
Rick Astley?
Yeah. What a man.
So we just got rickrolled in our first video.
Yep. I love you, Rick, but turn this off. Okay, we're good. Thank you, Jack. That was amazing.
You're fairly welcome.
If any of you get that joke that I was doing, you're my new best friend.
So basically, the episode is over.
Yeah, that's it. All right, thanks.
Okay, we'll go on to our next video.
Yeah, April Fools. We joked. The episode's not over. We still have some more links. All right, clicking the link, and it's starting. Oh, the Weeaboo song, full version.
What is this?
Is this your room, Tommy?
Yo, don't be playing like that. I got like one total, all right?
So on the screen, we kind of have just a slideshow of a... oh, no! Weeaboos with their... Konnichiwa.
Oh, no.
I can't even explain it.
So what are you seeing right now, Aaron?
I'm seeing a mirror and I don't like it.
Oh,
oh no.
Is this video too real for you right now?
A little bit. Oh no, that's Sasuke at Hooters. So yeah, it's a slideshow of a bunch of pictures of weeaboo men. There's a Sasuke getting arrested. That's amazing. And this song is amazing. I'm gonna learn this on the ukulele.
There's a guy in Inuyasha cosplay.
Oh, it's Misty. Oh, that Dakimakura.
So there's a lot of body pillows.
Mm-hmm.
And cosplay.
Yeah. This person thinks he's Japanese.
And a lot of anime posters.
Oh, more. Oh, my. That guy holding hands with the anime girl. A yaoi paddle. What's that for? Oh. I know that guy. That's the Sonichu guy. Oh, no.
How the hell do you know that guy? Can we, like, move on to the next episode?
I'm done with that. Oh, it's Maki. Oh, no.
Oh, no. The Kleenex.
Oh, stop.
I'm going to stop this now.
Yeah. Enough. That was like, oh, that hurt me a little bit.
This is not my room, guys.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe you. The posters look like my room, but I'm not like this. But now I'm beginning to wonder if I should take all my posters down. Okay. We're about a minute and 45 seconds in, and we can't finish it. It's almost a 3-minute video, and I don't think I want to. So let's move on to the next link.
Yeah, I ain't about that video.
Yeah, that's it. What did you think of that, Tommy? I thought it was great. I think I want to do a cover of that song.
And I will not be there to record that song for you.
Understood. Understood.
Okay, moving on to next the next link. Video. Better not be another Weeaboo song.
Oh, God. Okay, loading and playing. Gillette Short Short Man official video. When was this posted? Scroll down a little bit. 2013.
Is this like a guy named Gillette?
Maybe.
Or is this an advertisement for Gillette?
No. It's short man. What is this? She's trying to be Missy Elliott so hard. It looks like a kind of a woman trying to do like a rap hip hop video, perhaps a dance song. I'm really confused. She doesn't want
old school video with like old school techno with a basic techno beat.
Yeah. Man, short man. Oh my goodness. Is there any other lyrics in this? Oh shoot, that guy's butt. What do you think about this, Tommy? Do you like all the men?
No.
Do you like her?
Yeah.
I like her hat. I don't really know what to say about this. Clearly, she doesn't like men under 6 feet.
I don't know how to just... What do you want me to say about this?
I don't know.
Break dance? It's like some 90s stuff.
Oh, she just like insulted his dick size.
Oh, is that what it is?
Maybe she's insulting.
So basically, she's doing some backhanded shit.
Yeah.
Hiring all these like bodybuilders and breakdancers.
Wow.
And then being like calling their dick short and whatever. That's some backhanded shit.
Short man. I love the note she goes to for that. That's great. That's art. All right. This is the most boring song I've ever heard in my life. Don't want.
Okay, all right. I'm over it now.
I'm over it. That was a very interesting. So yeah, that's just a song about a lady. I was at first convinced that it was like maybe height, like she doesn't like men under 6 feet tall, but maybe it's deeper than that. It's their dick size that she doesn't like.
What song? Which? How many songs do we do already? Or how many videos?
This is our third video that we just watched.
Okay, next video.
Mm-hmm. We have a few more of these links. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I think. It's hard to see from where I'm sitting. Okay, link is loading and video is... Video starting. Vietnamese!
Oh, shit. It's Vietnamese. So this video is about just pronouncing the animals in Vietnamese?
Ba.
Yeah, this is like what I've literally described.
Yeah. Just make it one syllable. Meow. Oh, I like this.
I think I know this. I think I know her channel. She did like a cover of What Do You Mean, Justin Bieber?
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. So, for anyone wondering, this is a woman giving the animals in Vietnamese, and I'm learning a lot right now. Vietnamese is fun is written on her arms, and the song is dope. I like the beat a lot. Gah.
But then why? Yoy.
Yoy.
Like not yet, but you say it like it's lit.
Yeah.
Like jewel, but you say it like you're barfing.
Ugh. I don't know how to do that. Yeah, this is great. All right. I like this. I'm actually learning a lot.
So it's like a Vietnamese tutorial how to say animals.
Let's turn in Vietnamese. All right. This is great. I actually highly recommend this video to anyone who wants to learn the animals in Vietnamese. And that's actually the first video we watched in its entirety. That went by really quickly. That was cute. I liked that one.
That was nice.
Nice.
Next video.
And link is loaded. Video starting.
Now, what is this?
Yeah, what is this? I'm very confused. The video is called Freddy DeGrand, Put Your Hand Up for Detroit. Or Hands Up, rather. Oh, shoot. Man is on a conveyor belt and all these women that look the same are scanning him.
What's up with these themes of like
shoot.
Shirtless guys?
But you can see those ladies' underwear.
Girls. About that. Oh yeah.
Oh shoot. This might be Tommy's favorite video so far.
Oh yeah.
Oh shoot. So the lab coat lady who was like going over this guy before is now like just dancing for him.
I'm about those booty shots right now.
Yeah. Put your hands up. Where's this video even from?
What is it called? Fede Legrand?
Yeah. Fede Legrand?
Damn. Give zero me response. Spread
So I think they're. Oh, shoot. They're trying to get like a reaction out of these like male robot guys. I guess they're kind of like androids. So. To get a reaction, they're just kind of like giving them like lap dances and trying to see if it works. The beat's really good, but the video is basically a lot of the same. Oh shoot, never mind. There's a guy coming in. Oh. Is he gay?
He's more attracted to the male doctor than the female doctor.
Gay robots.
Damn.
It's the future.
The future is gay.
The future is gay, yeah.
It's like, try. I'm not about it.
Oh.
Robot's like, can you move and let me see the guy, please?
Oh, I guess the lab coat ladies are also robots?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of dancing by android men and women. A lot of half-naked women, so that's great. And a shirtless guy. A bunch of shirtless men, actually. Oh! I think our main android protagonist is noticing that he is not one of a kind. He sees the conveyor belt of others that look exactly like him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's leaving. They're gonna kill him?
Oh, shit.
Wait. What is happening? Wait, what's going on? They're gonna terminate him. No, he was trying to leave the facility and he died. What was that? Is this Detroit Become Human before Detroit Become Human became
a
thing?
Is this like some subliminal message like gay is not okay?
Yeah, maybe if you're gay, you get shut down. Dang.
Trying to shut down the gaydom.
Whoa. Or like if you realize that you are not unique, you like die inside maybe. Whoa. Whoa, man. Deep commentary.
And that girl was trying to, like, be like, touch my tits.
And he's
spread
like,
your
nah.
cheeks. And he's like, nah.
No.
And then he sees another guy.
And he's like, oh.
And then he experiences love for the first time.
Damn. That's it. That's the one.
And then he realizes, like, what? Not about it. And then he...
Yeah. All right. Next link. That was also the second video we just watched in its entirety. I got really immersed in that. That was a pretty fun one.
Yeah, that was a thinker.
Let's find our next one. Oh, shoot, we're almost done.
No, we're not. We're halfway there.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
More than halfway. Okay, so the video starting. It's called La Bamba, King Africa.
King Africa, right?
Mm. On air. Oh. Oh, the... It was going so good until that, like, noodle arm lady. What is that? Is that a Betty spaghetti? Oh, but up. Oh, shoot. This is fun.
Bamba.
Oh, shoot.
Bamba.
It's like a Project Diva. If Project Bamba. Diva looked like spaghetti. Look at her go. Oh my god.
Oh, this is like one of those dancehall videos.
Yeah. I feel like this would be like Eurovision if this was like a category in Eurovision.
This, if Eurovision allowed the Caribbean.
Yeah, exactly. If Eurovision allowed anyone other than Europeans to participate. Butthole?
What?
No, never mind. I misheard him. Someone just put ice on a white lady's back and she screamed.
Is he like trying to say like bomba clap?
Maybe.
But like they're trying to censor it in their own way?
Yeah, so the video is just kind of like one of those standard music videos where like a bunch of people are partying and they're all on a beach, but there's this Betty Spaghetti just dancing in the corner the whole time. I don't know how I feel. I feel like I'm gonna have like a sleep paralysis episode and she's just gonna be dancing in my room, scaring the shit out of me.
This music video was released around 2007. This is like, this would make like a pretty okay DDR song.
Oh yeah, totally. And it's gonna be like this video's like 13th birthday soon.
I can totally see this. Like stepping this on DDR.
Bum, ba-da, 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 ba-da,
down,
ba-da.
Down.
Yeah. Side. Oh, it also has 62.8 million views. So
Damn. If
that's not credit to how great this video is, I don't know what else is. All right, I'm over it.
Yeah, I'm done. Next video.
You were good while you lasted, but kind of got a little bit boring. That Betty Spaghetti is still really... scary. She's so scary.
Is that what we're calling her now? Betty Spaghetti.
Betty Spaghetti. Did you never have those toys? Is that that's a Canadian thing, probably.
Maybe.
Well, you probably never had it because you're a boy, but Betty Spaghetti was like the biggest thing back when I was little.
I probably had one of those. It's like those noodle arms and you can like...
Yeah.
Like, it's like pliable. The arms are pliable, right?
Like, Yeah, probably. I don't really remember because I didn't have one because I didn't play with dolls. I had a little... Goku that I played with.
It's funny that you know about Betty Spaghetti, but you'd never had one.
Yeah, because I saw commercials as a child.
The new Betty Spaghetti commercial.
Comes with two new outfits. Yeah! Technology. All right, next link.
Next video.
Clicking, and it's loaded.
Oh, no. I think I know this bit. Oh, yeah!
What is this?
Oh, this is like a throwback. Oh, this is a YTV's hit list throwback.
Oh, shoot. I don't know this. Oh my god, the dog.
Are they Canadian or are they from the UK?
I don't know. Do a quick Google search. Is this Ben?
No, you can hear the accent. I think they're like... I think they're from the UK for sure.
Is the band called C'est La Vie?
No. The girl band is... the girl group is called Bewitched.
Oh, because I saw her do the nose wiggle like Bewitched the show.
Oh, like the cartoon.
But like it's like B*Witched. This one's great. What?
Hey. Oh, no, they're Irish.
My people! Oh, my God. This is great!
Say love me. This is like, I think this is like the only, like, they're like a one-hit wonder.
I love this!
It's like their track.
It's apparently, I guess now, these four Irish women who are just dancing in a fake flower field with a green screen sky. And they're just running around. And there's a guy there. They're clearly trying to rope him in. This song's a bop! What?! They're Irish. They're from Dublin.
I think you're like really liking it more because you discovered that they're Irish, like girl band.
Maybe.
And then you just like hype it.
Maybe.
Oh man, them chord changes.
Oh shoot, this song's great. Oh god, the editing is
it's
fucking
so
awful. It's like, whoa, these hard zooms and everything. Oh god, they're spraying him with water for some weird reason. How do you like?
There yeah. You go.
Can tell they're from Dublin for sure. Modulations. Oh, they're river dancing.
Yeah, if I didn't search for them, that would have gave it away for sure. So
yeah.
They're like they're Irish step dancing right now.
Yeah. Look at them go. I used to do that when I was little. Look, okay, so go to the
Can't
Bewitched
get any more
official
Irish than
Vivo.
That.
These people need more subscribers. I'm gonna go subscribe when I get home.
Ask your family if they know about this band.
I wonder if my dad would know.
Probably not.
I love this jig music. There's like the tin whistle and the like, oh my god.
This is where Ed Sheeran got his inspiration for one of his songs.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, it puts their names. Cute.
Oh, cause like,
Sinead and
you know
Linda.
What it is, right? This is like, cause this was their first like hit.
Oh.
So I think like the music video is trying to introduce them.
That's clever. I like that.
That's like their old school marketing tactic.
Yeah. I like that.
It's promoting their girl group bands.
I'm going to go and see. I'm going to find them on Spotify. I'm going to be like their first follower probably.
First follower in like the longest time.
That's not true. They have 22 million views. These girls are great. I loved that. All right.
Verbal abuse, bondage, and out of nowhere, river dance.
Yeah, that comment was a comment that Tommy just read under the video, and it's referring to the women kind of berating and like tying up the man that they're chasing, I guess, because they're just trying to catch him. I don't know. Irish women are strange. I am one.
No, because they were roping the guys.
Yeah, they were roping him in. Clever
lassoing
imagery.
Them and like make them want to do Irish stuff, whatever that is.
Eat potatoes and drink Guinness.
Hitting them with their shillelaghs.
Shillelaghs, yeah.
Okay, next video.
Yeah, all right. Oh my god, we're almost done. We have two more. If you'd like to advertise on our podcast.
Two more videos in this gauntlet.
All right, so it's loading and it's playing.
Big Shaq.
Oh, of course, man's not hot. If you've ever been on the internet in the past, like, year, you know this song. I know this song. It's the full music video.
It's a meme video.
Yeah. The, who's up? And me when I wake up in the morning. That's me.
Oh, does he sound like he's, like, congested?
Help your mom with the shopping.
Bruv.
International
now, fam.
Stacks.
Yeah. All right. Soon come. Yeah.
Ah, you don't know.
Yes. Iconic. Oh, yeah.
Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot.
Man's not hot. I remember this video. Man's not hot.
I'm gonna try and sing it. Quick maths. I'm gonna sing the most iconic part though. That was Toronto.
So he was in Toronto.
And Miami, bruv.
Miami.
He's in Miami, bruv.
He's everywhere. He's international.
My brother Asni. Yes. Yeah, there's Canada. That's Nathan Phillips Square in the waterfront. Like my toes.
Damn.
Check your nose, fam. Tell a man's not hot.
Man's not hot.
Take off your jacket.
Man's
not
hot.
Man's not hot.
Take off your jacket.
Man's not hot. We're waiting for the most iconic part. You know what it is. I'm gonna try and do it.
No, I haven't watched this video a lot, so I don't remember.
Oh, he's in Amsterdam.
He's international.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. I actually haven't watched this whole video. Whoa. Dude's working out at the beach and he's working out in his jacket.
Working out internationally.
Skip pop pop. And a coop boom boom boom. Yeah. I don't know the whole thing. You done know. All right. Oh, shoot. It's DJ Khaled. Legend.
I'm over this video. Me done know.
You done know. All right. We got the most iconic part. We're okay. Good. Men's not hot.
So now we're at the final video.
Yes. We have one more. So far, I've liked all of them. I don't know about the weeaboo one, but I liked all of them, basically.
I think I like none of them.
Oh. Wow, all right. Okay. You ready for the last one?
No.
No? Neither am I. I'm worried that Jack listed them in an order. But so far the worst one was the second one, so I don't know anymore.
All right, last video.
Mm-hmm. Loading and playing. What is this? Sac Noel Loca People.
A Sac Noel song.
All day. All night.
Oh.
All day. All night.
So
what's up with all these like DDR throwbacks?
Yeah. All night. So it's this lady walking down the street.
All night.
And
all day.
I'm assuming she's the singer. She's looking kind of confused.
All night.
Now there's a man.
Written, produced.
Oh, they know each other.
Lyrics by Sac Noel.
Yeah.
All by her.
What the fuck?
Yes, I know this! Okay! I only know that part. So yeah, the video is these two people, a man and a woman, apparently going to the city center. Wow. City center.
What is this? Spanish? Is she Spanish? Oh, this is in Barcelona.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just a techno song.
Oh, she wants a beer, I think? Yeah.
When I came to Spain,
it's not even full. Who poured that beer?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Me every day? All night.
Oh. What the fuck? He's pissing on the wall. What the fuck?
Low pass filter.
Viva la noche.
Viva la noche.
I couldn't believe what I was leaving, so I called my friend Johnny, and I said to him.
Just calling your friend Johnny?
La gente está muy loca.
What the fuck?
Did you say I'm very crazy or something?
Yes, like these people are crazy? Dang, whoa. I want to go to this party. They're like at a club and it looks dope. There's
the
more drinks
and stuff.
That guy's wearing a Family Guy shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That's Peter Griffin. Whoa.
That booty.
Whoa, that was a booty shot.
Johnny, la gente está muy loca.
What the fuck?
What a jam. Now, this would be in Eurovision, probably.
No, this would not be in Eurovision.
No, I know. Barcelona's not in Europe. But still.
No. Yeah, there.
Oh, is it?
It is in Spain.
Oh, shit.
Of course it is.
Take that part out.
Erin's dumb, people.
Yeah. I messed up.
She doesn't know her geography.
I only know Ireland and Canada and where Japan is. That's it. Whoa.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Make out shot. Standard.
Grinding shot.
Now I need some love. Try this guy, 100% Spanish.
Try this Don Juan. Damn.
No. Oh.
I do prefer Mary, though.
Yeah, her friend offered her.
The night.
Yeah, long live the night. So, long live the party. Long live the night.
Viva the DJs.
Yeah, long live DJs.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
But what the fuck, though? I don't understand. Why?
That's just it. That's just the song.
Oh, she's gonna give her a blowjob?
Damn. That guy looks like a weird bootleg Robert Pattinson. Vifala, vifala, vifala.
That old school techno coming in. Yeah, what's up with all these old school technos, DDR mix, shirtless guys and girls?
Johnny, la gente,
what's going on, Jack? What the fuck?
The beat's fun.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Dude.
3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and I'm done.
Yeah, you're done. Nice. Yeah, that's about that whole song.
So that's the whole list.
That's the whole list we've been given by Jack. Thank you, Jack.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you for putting us through.
I don't know if I whether to give an to clap for that or, do I bow to you?
Do I bow to you as a thank you? Yeah, so that was our video. Wow. Nope. That's not it. Yeah, so that's our episode. We watched all the videos and we've commented. Sorry if we were a little bit quiet for some of them. We were just kind of entranced and trying to figure out exactly what was going on.
Me more confused.
Yeah, confused, entranced, whatever you'd like to call it. Thank you very much for listening to this special episode. And we hope you liked it. I don't know if I'm traumatized or if I'm, well, not traumatized. I'm just a little bit confused. I don't know what to do right now.
I'm just more flabbergasted and confused.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it.
I don't know how to, I'm sorry if I'm not commenting as much.
It's fine.
I don't know.
I don't know what hosting is. I just click the buttons and make you sound good.
I just do clicky clicky and tappy tappy.
Yeah, and you're great at it. You make us sound great. So thank you very much for listening. If you've made it this far, congratulations. And we'll see you for an actual episode that will be posted on our Spotify and our, you know, everything else, our Patreon. So thank you very much for listening. I'm Aaron from Japan Top 10.
And I'm Tommy from Japan Top 10.
And I'm producer Jack. Listening from the behind.
Our live studio audience, Jack. And thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Japan Top 10.
No, it's the other one.
Oh.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.